Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the year-to-date performance of the UBAM SNAM Japan Equity Sustainable. The market has been factoring normalization of US rates into equity prices since the beginning of the year. This has led to a correction in valuation for overvalued names, even in Japan, and consequently is providing a tailwind for value investing. We believe that value stocks continue to provide attractive investment opportunities in terms of both fundamentals and valuations. The spread of new strains of COVID forced the Japanese government to implement states of emergency and quasi-lockdown conditions at varying times throughout the pandemic. These quasi-lockdowns meant reduced movement of people and weak domestic economic activity. However, the government has been easing restrictions since late March, and it is slowly becoming easier to exit and enter Japan. What about domestic demand? Well, domestic demand names that have been adversely impacted by COVID are likely to benefit from economic reopening as their earnings recoveries have been lagging significantly behind their US and European counterparts, also meaning they have a lot of room for earning recovery left. We believe automobile-related names fundamentals have room for growth given automobile production has been curbed by the current semiconductor shortage. We note that, meanwhile, fundamentals have significantly improved for foreign demand cyclicals. While we could possibly see prolonged part shortage and delayed earnings recovery because of the lockdown in Shanghai, we believe auto-related names will receive a boost once supply chain issues are resolved. Talking about valuation, uncertainty surrounding Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's zero-COVID policy persists. However, the Fed is expected to continue normalizing monetary policy, although inflation growth momentum has slowed. The tight labor market and supply constraints will likely mean inflation levels remain high. Since the beginning of the year, valuations of large-cap growth names have corrected, and the dispersion in valuation among stocks remains significant, whether measured by general value metrics or our alpha rank model. We believe this presents excess return capture opportunities for us. Corporate governance has been making good progress. Despite the drop in corporate profit caused by the COVID in year 2020, total dividends paid and total share buybacks for topics constituents remain at high level. We believe Japanese companies will continue to improve capital efficiency, including total shareholder returns. In conclusion, Japanese equities have remained relatively firm, and we expect them to remain this way, given that PEs have already reached the bottom of historical levels. Japanese corporate as a whole should benefit from yen depreciation. The correction of valuation will have a smaller impact on the Japanese market as it consists of a lower percentage of growth names than the US, and the country can still benefit from an economic reopening as it has happened at a delayed timeline versus peers. Investor sentiment will likely cap share price growth over the near term, impacted by supply chain risk, increasing raw material prices, and city closures in China. However, corporate guidance for this fiscal year already largely factors in these points. We believe the Japanese equity market will recover to a growth trajectory in the second half of the year once the impact of the above can be properly seen. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.